The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas birchas bor shoma. Good morning. We are continuing with the Mea brachas, and we are starting the bracha of bor shoma, part of the tefillah that we say every day. Bor Sha'oma happens to be an ancient tefillah that was nitkan al yedei Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. The Torah brings a chazal that it was Petach came down in the Shemaim with this bracha on it. Al kofanim. The tefillah is made up of various stages. The first stage of tefillah is the Birchas Shachan Kobonos. Second stage of tefillah is Pesuk V'Zimra. Afterwards is Birchas Kriyashma Kriyashma. And the fourth and highest level is the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara describes Pesuk V'Zimra like this. The Gemara Shabbos says that Rabbi Yossi said, Yechelki, that he says, halavai, that I would be one of those that say halal every day. The Gemara asked, and we learned, that if a person says halal every day, he's a mechayer from a gadish. It's kilo, he's disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does Rabbi Yossi say he would like to say Sukkot Zimra every day? And the answer of the Gemara is, Rabbi Yossi was talking about Sukkot Zimra. And that is a proper thing to say every day. Whereas, if someone says a halal, we say an yomim tovim every day. So, Ben Yonah says a very beautiful explanation. What's the difference? He says a halal that we say an yomim tovim is a halal when a nes nigla happened, a revealed miracle happened. Say to Yomim Mitzrayim, we say over the nisim, we see it's Mitzrayim, and there was a takona that whenever a miracle happens in Klai, so we say it, and that's on the yomim tovim. Each one is representing a different miraculous event. If a person on a daily basis says that same halal, he's basically saying that if I want to be mehalal to Hashem, I want to praise Hashem, the only way I can think of doing it is by praising Him for the miracles that are nisim gluyim, that happened many years ago. And that's mechayer from a goddess, because such a person missed the point. He doesn't realize that every single day we have Nisim. And basically he's showing that he does not have the proper Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the reason why it's Mechar from HaGadis. Once again, that he's saying the Halal of Yomim Tovim during the day, he seems to be saying that the only thing that Hashem is worth of praise is the Nisim Niglam that happened then. And we know the Ramban says that the whole idea of the revealed Nisim was that once in history, Hashem makes these great nisim to arouse us to the fact that Hashem is always mashgiach upon us. He was always interacting with us. Just in those times, it was nes nigla that no one can deny. And now it's a nes nista, the nisim that are not obvious to us. But it's constant hashgacha. When we do our mitzvahs and we daven to Hashem, we say our brachas properly. Adarava, that brings us closer to Hashem and it protects us. That's the idea of the bracha protecting us, even from magefas. Because the fact that we recognize everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamuvan, the Schan Olam Haba also. That's what we say in Halil. And Yisech Hashem B'chol Yom Imonu. What needs to happen to us every day? That's what we mean to say. And if we Yisech HaVetay V'Yisech that we're saying Moitim, we're saying for the daily nisim, the daily niflois, and like we spoke in previous shiurim, there's so many daily niflois. What's going on in our body? The body, every second of our life, those billions and billions of reactions that are happening in precise interaction, exactly what they're supposed to be done. The siyata shema that Hashem has, also the ma'al minateva, the hashgacha protest that Hashem has watching over us, protecting us. We see here, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, the special shmir we have more than other countries. This is all part of the Nisecho and Nifloisecho Shebechol Yoyim. So that's the idea. When we're saying the Psukei de Zimra, we are saying Shevech Takodesh Bohu, a Halil. Not a Nisim that happened 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and the Nisim of every single day. The central point of the Psukei de Zimra is Ashrei. When we say Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho, if you go through the Ashrei, the whole Aleph Beis you have over there, that goes through of the Chanan Racham Hashem, Toyo Hashem Lakol, the Rachmanos Hashem, how he's good to everybody, how he sustains everybody, how he listens to all our tefillahs, how he's a melech on the whole world. The Mashgiach of Vobo used to point out how many times it says the word koil in the course of the Ashrei. Toyo Hashem Lakol, Rachman Lakol Masa, Yiduch Hashem Kol Masecho, the Chulei, you could go through it, because it's all encompassing. The Rachman of Hashem, the Machus of Hashem, the Chasod of Hashem, Paseus Yodecho Masbiya L'chol Chayotzen. That's the Iker Posuk of the Ashrei, the most important Posuk of that. Hashem opens up his hands and satiates, not just gives them the basic needs, but satiates everything that is alive with his will. So this is the second level of Tefillah, that when we're saying to the Zimra, we're doing something more than we did in the Brachas. In the Brachas, we attributed everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that my body is from you, my neshama is from you, my mitzvah is from you, and all the other facets of my life are from you, which is very important. And that is the basic level of recognition and putting the physical world and even the spiritual world that we have in its right position. That is all matonis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Psukei de Zimra, like the Chazal say, it's a halel, it's a zmiros, it's a different expression, it's an expression of excitement, of that wonderful feeling that how fortunate I am to be able to appreciate the greatness of Hashem. With my Ashrei and the Halalukas, each one of the Halalukas, Hashem Bokeh Rivim, Hashem, all the different things we say in the Halalukas, Boinu Yerushalayim, Nitchei Yisrael Chanes, Roi Shibur, Lishbur Leiv, just pay attention to what you're saying. We're going through all the facets of life in our physical needs and all the facets of life in the way Hashem et Hashgoch of rebuilding Klal Yisrael throughout history. And we ended with the meeting today, to end with Oz Yosher, remind ourselves again of the tremendous Hashgoch. But it's all Zemiris that we're singing to our Kodesh Bohu. So, as we said, the Brocha of Bol Sha'omar is the opening Brocha. Just like by Halel, you have a Brocha when you start Halel and when you finish Halel. So too, the Halel that we say every day, these praises and shiras that we sing to our Kodesh Baruch every day, are started with the bracha of Baruch Shomar, and they're ended with the bracha of Yishtabach. These are two brachas of this Halel. There's a whole discussion, if a person came late and he didn't have time to say Pesukah Dezim,
Kol Halashon.
Before Shemoneh Esrei, does he say with the brachas afterwards or not? The Sat to say with brachas afterwards is because it's a Halel. So even though Lachatchili we say the Halel before Shemoneh Esrei, but if you didn't have time to say before Shemoneh Esrei, you say the Halel afterwards with the brachas. L'mayis it's a machlokes, and we don't say the brachas if we say Pesukah Dezimra after Shemoneh Esrei for other reasons. There are other ideas of the Pesukah Dezimra, not just the Halel, but it's also as a preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. To say Shvochem Takodesh Baruch Hu before Shemoneh Esrei, to show that we're the simcha shel mitzvah we have of saying over the psukim of the Torah before Shemoneh Esrei. So since it does have that other element of preparation for Shemoneh Esrei, there's a discussion. Maybe you don't say the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. If once again you skipped Psukim de Zimra, then you only sing it after Shemoneh Esrei. So alechol ma'isa, you do not say it after Shemoneh Esrei. But the bottom line is, this is what we're doing every morning. We start off the brachas and saying, I recognize that everything's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now we go to the next stage of Zemiros, of singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing our excitement, our Heilulim, our praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a higher level of appreciation, and a higher level of kesher, interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And basically that's what we're starting out. We'll just go through the bracha briefly. Bol Shomar V'Yo Oilom Baruch Hu. Shomar V'Yo Oilom, basically that's the starting point of the creation. There was nothing there, and he did Briya, Yesh Me'ayin. He said, and it came into existence. That's the basic thing. We always say, again, Baruch Hu, because when we're praising Hashem, it's for something we do see. But Baruch Hu is in third person, which basically is connotated to the fact that even though we do see what we do see, but we know there's so much more beyond that we do not see. The greatness of Hashem is something we cannot perceive. But once again, state number one is Baruch Shem Ba'olam. He created the world Yesh Me'ayin. Baruch Hu Yosef Bereishis. Then he took that Yesh, that basic matter that he created, and he formed it into the all the Sidrei Bereishis, entire creation of the Ma'aseh Bereishis of the earth and the oceans and the sky and the plant world, wildlife, etc. Baruch Oymer Ve'Oyseh. Not that he created then, but he's constantly being Oymer Ve'Oyseh. He's constantly doing, like we said before, in order to sustain life, we have to have a constant Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down. If Hashem would stop for a second, life will cease to exist. Not only that it's Bemet Oyseh. We know even within the human body, constantly parts of the body are dying and they're being rebuilt again. The blood we have in our body, all the blood cells within a short period of time, I think some months or so, I don't remember exactly, but the billions of blood cells we have in our body, they die out and they're replaced. And it's the same thing with so many parts of our body that after a period of time, a whole physical body is not even the same body that we had a few years ago because everything is being renewed. It's constantly being oisa, keeping things going. He treats and he keeps it. This is referring to also the fact that, like we said, Hashem was goyzer on the bria, that you have the regular natural way of keeping things going, and then you have supernatural ways, gzeiros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the toiva or chas v'shalom not the toiva, depending on her acts, and he keeps those gzeiros. He keeps that second mahalach in the world, the physical mahalach in the world plus the supernatural mahalach in the world of interacting with. Then we say, Baruch Melachim al Oretz. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he created this beautiful world for us. And paying to the attention to the fact that he created the world, the physical world, with Rachmim in a way that should be pleasant for us, in a way that it remains intact, it doesn't fall apart. Baruch Melachim al Abriyos. There's a Rachmanis on all the creations. That's a higher level. That's for us that have Yir Shemayim. We get reward. Baruch Haylo Ad V'Kayim L'Netzach. That Hashem is eternal. That not only are we going to get it, reward? But just like Hashem is eternal, the reward we will get is also eternal. So basically, this is where we're setting ourselves up when we're about to be mezamer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sing and praise and b'mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the bria we have. We're paying attention and breaking it up into the different levels. It's the basic creation, and then there's the sustenance of the creation, the hashgacha on the creation, and the fact that we're not just the basic brias, we're the yirei of those, where the nation have a special interaction with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that are entitled to eternal tzar, both poydu matzil, that he redeems us, he saves us, the special hashgacha he has on Klal Yisrael throughout history. That's all introduction, and now we're ready for the bracha, which is describing what we're about to do. Okay, love Rachman, after going to what we just said, and the build-up of that special world that Hashem created us, and the special position He put in the world, we realize that He's the Ovar Rachamon. He's not just a God that gives tzachar, gives reward. He's our Father. He has such special Rachmanos on us. Mefulu b'fi amoy. He's praised in His nation. We are His nation. We have a special kesher with Him. Meshubach u'mefoya. Yeah, special levels, the higher levels of praise for the chassid of the person that have an extra special kesher with him, people that live at Avdei Hashem. Meshubach, the lashon of shvach, also in certain places means also come. And that is the highest level of shvach, of praising of Hashem. The person could have the whole day, yeah, praise Hashem, but the whole day he's nervous and he's upset and he has tainus and Hashem, why don't I have this, and why is it not going the way I want, everything else. That's not a real praise of Hashem. The highest level of praise of Hashem is Meshubach, that the person feels that he's just at peace with himself because he sees all the good that Hashem is giving to him. And even the things that are not exactly going the way he wants, he accepts that the simcha because he knows that he's in such good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something for us especially in these days, a person can focus on, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and this is not going the way we want, that's not going the way we want, and there are a lot of things that are challenging right now. But if you want to be Avodah and Oved Hashem, where we really are supposed to be, then we focus on that. That's really, there's so much good, and I'm in Hashem's hands, and I can feel that praise of Meshubach, that everything is smooth, everything is going clear, and that's what we say, B'Shir Dor Avdecha Alelcha. We're going to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the songs of David HaMelech, and that's all Pesukei Zimra, which is based on the Mizmorim of Tehillim. Should be zeichet to take advantage of this beautiful next stage of our tefillah, the more intimate level of tefillah, not just recognizing that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the feeling, that excitement, and that desire to thank Hashem and praise Hashem and feel that everything is so good and so well in place. And with that, we could emulate David HaMelech with all the things that he went through in his life, and he had a lot of hardships. He was the Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael. His life was full of just praising and singing, Ashir Aloch, always praising and thanking Hashem. Kei Rotz.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shirim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.